The Warrior Soul podcast is written, produced, and edited by me, Chris Albert. Our mission is to provide tools, tactics, strategies, and ideas to U.S. military veterans and anybody else willing to listen to help them to navigate toward living their absolute best lives. If you find these episodes helpful, please share them out with somebody that you know of that can use them. And if you really like the podcast, please also head over to iTunes and write us a written rating and a review. It really helps us to spread word about the show, and it really helps to get these tools in the hands of others who really need them. This podcast is sponsored by F-Bomb Nutrition. They make awesome, delicious packets of macadamia nut butters. They mix them up with chocolate, with sea salt, with pecan butter. They're absolutely delicious, and they also have a number of other fat-fueled snacks, like their meat sticks and their cheese crisps. They're amazing people who are sending boxes of this stuff out to the troops on the front lines, and they're offering 20% off to our listeners on their first orders. If you head over to www.dropanfbomb.com and use the code WarriorSoul at checkout, you'll get 20% off of that first order. And I'm going to keep the announcements short and sweet today. If you can, stick around to the end. I got a really special announcement about a brotherhood that we're creating here at Warrior Soul. So I hope you enjoy this episode. I hope you get a lot out of it. And without delay, let's get into it.
This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's a solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And you need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast.
Hey guys, a quick one today, but I want to talk to you about a little bit of a disturbing trend I'm seeing out there. We've all heard about people playing the victim and going into victim mode. Well, what I'm seeing out there more and more is a situation where people are playing the victims of victims. Now, if that doesn't make sense to you, it goes something like this. You see somebody who is completely irrational, right? Now, I'm going to get political here, but I don't want anybody to take this the wrong way. You see somebody out there who's talking smack against America. They're talking smack against the President of the United States. They're claiming all types of victimhood status, and they are basically saying a bunch of things that are going to make you mad, make you angry. And what I see a lot of people doing is that their response is to go out there and they're going to spend hours on Twitter, hours on Facebook, hours on Instagram, just fighting with these people, right? Going back and forth, right? Or complaining about something the media said, or complaining about something that, you know, some celebrity said or did or anything like that. And what I want you to understand is this. I'm not telling you that there's things out there that you shouldn't be pissed off at. I'm not telling you not to stand up for what you believe in. But what I am going to tell you is this, is that if you truly, truly love America, if you truly want to see the United States to be absolutely great, the way to do it isn't by spending hours on social media fighting with the other side. It's not by creating the most savage memes ever. It's by working hard, being as productive with your own life as possible, earning as much money as you can, and influencing as many people as possible with your leadership, right? That's how you are going to change this country. And by translating everything I just said to your children, and to your families. This is the thing, guys. We've fallen into a place to where I think a lot of us are really short-sighted, and we're not seeing the big picture here. We think that everything we see on the media is how things actually are, and everything that the media says is how Americans actually think. I heard somebody say the other week that he thinks America is so weak right now. And my response is this: you know, we've just had thousands of young men and women go off to fight two wars, right? We have so many young men and women who stepped up and made the ultimate sacrifice for their country. That doesn't come from a weak America, right? What is happening is that the media is just publishing everything that makes America look weak. And people only believe what they see, right? But if you actually go out there and you travel around this country and you see how hard people are working, you see what people are actually doing, what people are creating, what type of influence they have on each other, you see the absolute patriotism that a lot of Americans have, that's the real story that you're not getting. So what I'm telling you is this: don't let this kind of political fight cloud your judgment, right? You're not going to win a Twitter battle or a meme war. What you're going to do, what's going to allow you to win, is when you're winning in your own life. So take the time that you're using for all that. Start working on yourself, getting yourself in shape, improving your health, working on that business you always wanted to work on, improving your relationship with your wife, your partner, right? Take the time to spend with your family and teach your kids the right way. You know, and when it comes to getting into these fights, sure, stand up for yourself, but don't let it consume you and don't let it be the only thing that you're doing. And that's all I got for today, guys. Just wanted to send that note out there. Listen, we've been talking a lot about the Warriors Obituary Society. If you're not familiar with it, it is a group for men that empowers them to live absolutely epic lives worthy of epic obituaries. We get together each week on live calls, and it starts with an 8-week development program where men are working on their vision, their goals, their fitness, their finance, their personal management skills, their relationships, and so much more. And after that 8-week development program is finished, the work just begins. We're getting together each week to hold each other accountable to getting to our goals. And we've got our live calls. We've also got our private forum on our Slack workspace. We keep everything off of social media to keep things private, but also to keep you from getting distracted by the million bells and whistles that Facebook has every time you sign on. So if this is something you think you'd be interested in, let me know. Send me an email over at chris@warriorsoulagoge.com. That's chris@warriorsoulagoge.com. And we sit down for a phone call and we can determine if the program's right for you and if you're right for the program. And I think the best part of this is this: there's a lot of programs out there like this that cost thousands of dollars for people to join. The price on this is extraordinarily reasonable. So, and that's because I wanted to get more and more men involved with this. So let me know if you're interested. And with that, I want to thank you for listening to the Warrior Soul podcast this week. Have a great weekend, and we'll be back at you later on early next week with another amazing interview. Talk to you guys soon.